This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. At 27,800, seniors in this province have the lowest median income in Canada and the highest number of seniors receiving the Guaranteed Income Supplement, which is an indicator of poverty. Seniors are also challenged with getting and affording much-needed home support. Last week, seniors advocate Susan Walsh released a status report on recommendations her office has made to government. Walsh says there's progress, but it's not enough.
But it's on our old recommendations, the one in our first report, which was 2019. So, you know, we're hopeful to see more concerted, you know, that this is a good direction and that we're headed in that direction, and we'd like to see that continue for our more updated recommendations.
Walsh says West Coast seniors are among the poorest in this province.
Seniors in Central and Western are even worse off financially than the province of Newfoundland and Labrador overall. The poor seniors live in Central, and then next to them is Western. So every dollar counts. So my second point in the news release was really about, look, one way you could make life financially a little easier for our lower-income seniors is making home support free.
Home support is free in most Canadian provinces. Newfoundland Labrador's population of seniors aged 65 and older will increase by about 30% by the year 2032. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.